Concerns over Russian hacking are bound to hover over the coming election cycle, and Congress has allocated funds to enhance election security state by state. Honolulu Civil Beat political and opinion editor Chad Blair joins us with that story. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning, Chris. Happy Aloha Friday.
Yeah. Well, there's evidence, apparently, of Russian hacking in what is it, 21 states in the last cycle, one of which was not Hawaii, right?
Right. Hawaii was not part of that. But yes, it's strong evidence that at least 21 states had some Russian meddling one sort or another, particularly regarding the presidential election. So this prompted Congress to approve a big chunk of change, $380 million total, to improve ballot security. And Hawaii actually is eligible for $3.2 million if it gets its paperwork in time. So far, it's been a little sluggish in getting that done, but the elections office says they do plan to apply for this federal money.
I would think that in applying for that federal money, the elections office would have to explain how it plans to go about going after the hacking, right?
Yeah, exactly. And the funding availability is wide-ranging. You can use it for a number of different things. You can purchase new equipment. You can train staff. You can try and tighten vulnerabilities when it comes to cybersecurity. Having said that, the elections office here is not telling us yet exactly what it is they plan to apply for. They do say that once they have their application ready, they will post it on their website. We're expecting that by the end of the month, more details on what exactly they would use this money should it be approved by the feds.
Well, you have to hope that any kind of election, what do you want to call it, security measures that they do are more advanced than those of the hackers, right?
One would hope so. You know, it's funny, if I can laugh about such a serious matter, one of the things that has come back as being something that's been pretty solid is actually paper trails, actually having a paper record rather than turning it over electronically. And that's something I think some states are looking at. By the way, 26 other states have actually already applied for money for about 55% of that funding. So clearly other folks in the nation take this seriously and are seeking to improve their voting systems.
You know, Chad, one of the ironies of this is that it seems as if old school methods, you know, paper ballots, hand counting, are actually more secure. It's ironic. I wonder if we're going to return to much of that.
Yeah, one thinks of hanging chads in Florida in 2000, but we'll not go down that route. One point I do want to make is there was a study recently by the Center for American Progress, and it gave Hawaii a D, a grade of D for its election security. There were a number of reasons, including a failure to turn over data on its cybersecurity standards. So Hawaii clearly has room to improve.
Well, I'm surprised that the Russians didn't think we were worth meddling with.
You know, if you actually look at the numbers, Hillary actually did better here over Donald Trump than any other state, even California, even though we have such a small population.
Well, maybe it's the size of our population that has kept us, you know, apparently free from meddling up till now.
Let's hope so.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens. Thanks very much, Chad.
Sure, Chris.
That was Honolulu Civil Beat political and opinion editor Chad Blair with today's reality check. And to read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.